tragedy, love, sadness, passion. We all felt something different, but we felt something. Because, as the great composer Igor Stravinsky said in the 20th century, music doesn't express feelings, music expresses itself. Nevertheless, we showed emotion, because by humans we are linked. Made up of two legs, arms, a torso, neck, eyes, ears, nose, head, and inside that head we have a brain. The brain is a distinguishing feature of the human. We have the ability to reason, the ability to feel. That's what makes us empathize. That's what makes us angry. That's what makes us human. Now, the beauty of it is that we have to try and learn how to reason, and reason properly, and not bow to judgment or peer pressure. It's very easy to follow what the masses feel. For instance, in terms of judging other cultures, we're full of stereotypes. For example, Indians eat curry, Colombians create cocaine, Irish potatoes, Welsh sheep, black chicken, hot wings. And we create all these stereotypes about people. And as humans, we tend to generalize quite a lot. And think, oh, if this is how it's how one person is, then everybody else is like that. But no. Each of us is an individual. We all have individual personalities. And we have equal value and worth with everybody that we're with. You know, you're important to your sister, you're important to your mother. You were once, you were always, and will be important to those around you. However one may feel, whatever one may be going through. Everybody has a purpose and we're all worth something. Helping somebody out at the bus station, giving somebody directions, smiling at a colleague at work is so important. But a lot of times we go through life and we make these judgments, and the problem is it's lack of communication and lack of awareness. The media show off cultures in a way without fully appreciating them and understanding them, and we become preconditioned. For example, their na 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 na, you know, is immediately associated with Chinese. And time to understand, and all the recent events that have been going on in the Arab Spring and all of this have showed that culture and technology is connecting people. And that, you know, everybody is human. Everybody has feelings, everybody has a family, has a right to life. And the key is to get together and communicate and try and find out why all these wars and things are going on. A lot of it is lack of communication, lack of understanding, taking things that if you talked about them wouldn't be blown out of proportion. How many times does your partner or your friend or your child do something that completely befuzzles you? And then it keeps growing and growing, like in Shakespeare's Othello, you know. Othello believes the lies of Iago, and instead of talking to his wife, the emotion builds and builds until finally he ends up, you know, with a tragedy. And I think the key is, if you don't bottle up your emotions, then things will be better. That's something I've learned. So, one person, each individual, comes together to form a community, and that makes the human chain that is society. So understanding each other surely makes us work better. The parts of a plane only fit together when everybody understands where they go. The puzzle is fully formed when you understand how it fits together. And that's how we should be. We shouldn't be separate pockets of society. We should all understand one another. And technology is giving us this chance. And Why did I choose this particular piece? This is Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto, the second movement, played by Lang Lang and conducted by Valery Gergiev. Because it's got passion, it's got sadness, it's got beauty. And it really epitomises everything that I've just been saying. So thank you very much for listening.